time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm tired of going round and round. I've played the game of love and lost. So stop the world and let me on.
I know you're all feeling that way. So am I. You guys, I have to laugh or I'm going to cry. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature and put in the name Kate as the code, and you can get 35% off and free shipping right now. This is people are finding out this is a tremendous product that you can take that has 31 fruits and vegetables, all clean, all raised well, and without any pesticides, and they take the air and water out, and they give you the nutrients, the 31 fruits and vegetables, And I really will tell you, this is a fantastic product, and it's a great product to have in your food storage too. But make sure you put in the code Kate. Go to Balance of Nature. They are fantastic people. I have Joel Skousen with me, and that's always a treat because he can fly in. I love that. Joel, welcome back. Let's talk economy, because 30 days, 60 days, 90 days from now, what do we see with this $1 trillion looting of America? What do we see from this?
Well, it's important to realize that, of course, this whole thing was caused by no leader in government having the courage to say the emperor has no clothes and that this is not that dangerous sufficient to do this. Let me just say that the only people that are going to die from this are people who are chronically ill.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in large part responsible for their chronic illnesses. Most of these don't come accidentally. These come because of bad nutrition, years of bad living, smoking, drinking, other things, and just bad diet, and, you know, junk food and a sedentary lifestyle where they don't exercise and they don't really take care of themselves. If it's not the coronavirus, it's going to be the flu season next year. Eventually, these people are all going to die from some type of virus because their system is really weakened. And if they're on a lot of drugs, and that's the only thing the medical profession knows how to do, and all of these drugs has massive side effects. You know, I get emails all the time, what about the chloroquine and other types of miracle drugs? That, you know, don't take those things. You know, this is not that serious. You know, if you go to any of the drug websites and check the side effects of chloroquine, you know, you will not take it. They are, you know, like any drug, tremendous side effects. And why would you do that when there's so many wonderful natural herbal remedies that just kill viruses flat? And we can talk a little bit that later. But I'm going to talk the financial things first about this bailout. Now, this is touted as a true $2 trillion bailout. As I pointed out in today's World Affairs Brief, and your listeners can, by the way, get a free copy of that brief by simply emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. It's actually a $6 trillion bailout. There's $4 trillion in this package for the big banks. Now you think, how are the big banks hurting? Are they closing down? Are they not? No, no, no. This is to beef up, according to Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin, who's a big insider, a deep stater from way, way back, a mortgage foreclosure king during the 2008, I think. This is to replenish the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which in other terms is the plunge protection team. And that is the Wall Street banks, who, by the way, are and being the owners of the Fed, they are the stockholders and shareholders of the Federal Reserve. In other words, the owners of the Fed are getting Mnuchin to give them a $4 trillion bailout. And this comes on the heels of $2 trillion in December and $13 trillion in November of 2019 that were handed to the big banks because of another crisis. None of those previous ones were authorized. They've been using the $4 trillion that's being authorized today. They were already using that this week before it had ever been authorized. I mean,
this is why they backdated it then.
That's right.
Okay, because everybody noticed a backdate on this, right?
They backdated to make it legal, the fact that they've already floated this $4 trillion to the Wall Street banks, J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo and Bank America, all the owners of the Fed, and they're getting these trillions of dollars to be able to influence the markets to turn them around. And, you know, the trouble is with our society now, once government creates a crisis like this, and believe me, even though they didn't create coronavirus, they created the crisis by these shutdowns, which were totally unnecessary compared to other,
compared to actually what's happening in reality.
There's no reason to shut all this down. But so everybody now is a victim of a government shutdown to one extent or another. And so government creates the problem. Now government comes up with a solution. Now, this isn't in the budget. There's no $6 trillion. You've got to remember the, the normal budget is about, and Trump went over $2 trillion. But this is no budget for it. This is pure money creation right out of the box. And if you look at the authorization for the Exchange Stabilization Fund, the ESF, it includes money for foreign banks. And Secretary Mnuchin admitted this in the statement. He said, this is justified by the Gold Reserve Act of 1934, and it is not, because everything was tied to gold in that Reserve Act. There was no such thing as, well, there was. I mean, they printed without backing, but there was a backstop in the sense that nations could ask for the gold instead of the dollars. And that's what France started to do when Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1976, because we were inflating out the gazoo, and they wanted the gold rather than. So they stopped the gold standard. But this is pure money creation, and several things are going to come out about it. First of all, I get asked a lot, is this going to end up in hyperinflation? Now, it did, not in hyperinflation, but we had the highest rate of inflation in 2008 after the pair of $500 per person bailouts that the government gave as part of the TARP bailout. And by the way, the $800 million TARP bailout, or $800 billion, was actually $16 trillion. That's been admitted by the Fed. Not $800 billion, but $16 trillion. That's how much free money went to the banks in that thing. And then there was that $13 trillion in November of 2019. So this is just ludicrous. Now, why isn't this starting a massive wave of inflation? I'll tell you why. We had the highest rate of inflation in 2008 after those two $500 gifts from the government. And the reason was because this was all extra money. Most normal people weren't out anything because of the mortgage crisis. You know, it was the banks who had loaned on this money and then resold these mortgages. And then people who had bought those are the people that lost. But the general run-of-the-mill public wasn't losing anything. So this was all an extra $1,000 in their pocket. They immediately went out and spent it. And we had the highest inflation rate that we've had in the United States since then in 2008. But this is not going to be the same because people have actually been severely damaged economically by these shutdowns. Even a payment of $1,200 is not going to even come close to making up for all of the money lost from people laid off and the businesses that aren't getting any business, that are still having to pay their mortgages and their their overhead, et cetera. And so there's a complete hole in the economy that this $2 trillion portion is not going to fill. And what about the $4 trillion to the Wall Street banks? Well, that's going back into the speculative market. That's not going back into the real economy. Those people will churn that money as they always have. They always get free use of the first money that the federal government, the Fed inflates. They get the free use of it. And they invested in the futures market, in derivatives, in the Forex market, in stocks, and in bonds. And that's why those markets have gone up far exceeding the inflation of the real economy, because they're getting the free use of all this money in that $4 trillion, and it's going to be more. Secretary Mnuchin said today, we're not going to run out of ammunition, meaning financial ammunition. We will spend whatever it takes to cure these markets. Well, of course... we get suckered in as people when they create a crisis and your pensions go down because the market went down 20 and 30% and all of a sudden everybody's pensions are in trouble. And everybody then becomes a cheerleader for government spending.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we don't want to protest that $4 trillion. That's going to bring the market back up and now my pension will not be destroyed. And so we've all become suckered into wanting these bailouts. I have a relative of mine who runs a small business, and he's a principled person. He doesn't believe in taking these bailouts. He's doing his best to keep his employees alive and keep the business going. But he has friends who says, you need to get rid of your principal, son. You need to get rid of your principal and take this bailout. Fill out all the paperwork.
Right.
Qualify for this bailout. In other words, everyone's being corrupted by the necessity.
That's a good point.
The fact that, you know, government did this to it. It's okay to take this from government. Well, you know, we're just being corrupted so that we become prone to socialism. And this is how you're going to get eventually the Green New Deal and other things is when things get bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
And people are hurting bad enough, and you have this precedent being set that if, whatever the crisis, just let the government print the money and save us. You can imagine what's going to happen toward the end of this decade when we finally face a World War III and when we have a nuclear attack on the nation or an EMP strike where everything really is shut down because there's no electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be conditioned now to cry for a government. Whatever the government wants.
They're there to save us.
Martial law, they're there to save us, get us into a militarized global government. Oh, yes, we have no choice.
And they'll save us from this because they'll just claim that the lockdown was so helpful that none of us, you know, we weren't all dying, right?
Yeah. So but I fear it's not over, Kate. I fear that we're going to have your papers, please, when you want to travel. It's going to be a requirement to get on an airline that you have a vaccination card, that you've been vaccinated against corona. I'm not going to take the vaccine. I don't recommend anybody do. These adjuvants that they add to it, these viruses that are inbred in the cells are very dangerous. That's why you have these reactions, autism and other things from vaccines. You've got to get over people. This worship of the establishment medical profession. This is a worship of credentials, and it's very, very unjustified.
Right. What about the people that say, but they just caused this, so they can send me money because they just caused this, and I know they just caused this. What do you say to that?
Well, in fact, they didn't cause it. They caused the economic shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't cause the actual virus.
Mm-hmm.
But this virus will be around. It will keep coming back by not resisting these shutdown orders, by not voting people out of office who persist in these shutdown orders. We make ourselves susceptible to every other phony pandemic that comes along, and we have the same shutdowns, the same thing. And everybody said, once you get used to it, you say, who can come up and say nay to it? That's the problem that we're facing.
And they're getting faster at it.
Yeah. And so when you have these, you know, we're losing informed consent over vaccines. The big pharmaceuticals want Congress to deny informed consent so that you can be forced to be vaccinated. If you can be forced to be vaccinated, you can be forced to have travel permits that require a vaccine card. It just never ends the way that you lose liberty in the name of salvation.
And safety.
You know, in the name of safety, as Ben Franklin said.
Oh, my gosh. Just makes me sick. I have a caller for you. Caller, make it quick. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. We have someone in St. Louis, 30-year-old woman. They said she died of the COVID-19 with no other thing going on.
I don't believe it. Show me proof. I don't believe it.
But there is a possibility.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, this happens sometimes because of taking vaccines. You get a damaged immune system because these adjuvants and vaccines trick your immune system into not attacking the vaccine. It's what causes a lot of autoimmune things. So even though a person appears to be walking healthy, he can have a very damaged immune system, which is very susceptible to these types of things.
Oh, I agree with that.